Festival. President William Ruto has announced a shush 49 million allocation to support the Turkana Tourism and Cultural Festival, Tobingu Law. Speaking during the second day of the festival, the president said the funding was part of the government's plan to strengthen the festival, which had grown into a unifying platform for pastoralist communities in northern Kenya and the East African region. Commending the county government for its efforts, President Ruto highlighted the festival's role in promoting Turkana as a cultural tourism hub and showcasing northern Kenya's investment potential. This festival has become a central event which goes a long way to position Turkana as a top destination for cultural tourism and northern Kenya as a vast territory of abundant investment potential, he stated. This year, the government has released shush 49 million to continue supporting this event into the future, he added. President Ruto said he had established a presidential task force on the development of the Kenya Home of Human Origins Museum and Science Park, based in the Lake Turkana Basin. The task force is conducting a feasibility study for the development of the project aimed at promoting Kenya's status as the home of human origins and advancing development. The head of state was accompanied by Cabinet Secretaries Rebecca Miano, Tourism and Wildlife, and Beatrice Askel, East African Community Affairs, among other senior government officials. He announced that construction on a shush 900 million project to connect Lodwa to the national power grid had begun. The president said the government would consider proposals from Turkana Central MP Emaith Namor, considering an extension of the project to reach Kalokal. In further development plans, President Ruto revealed that shush 360 million would be set aside in the upcoming supplementary budget for Turkana University College infrastructure upgrades needed for the institution's eventual charter award. He also instructed CS Miano to address concerns from local leaders about the mistreatment of fishermen by Kenya Wildlife Service officers in Lake Turkana. Governor Jeremiah Lemorakai updated the president on the success of cross-border peace initiatives, highlighting the peaceful coexistence fostered among communities. He announced that a resource-sharing agreement with Uganda had been finalized and requested the president's engagement with Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni to formalize its signing. The governor thanked the president for appointing Beatrice Askel as a cabinet secretary, along with other Turkana professionals in senior government roles. Uganda's Minister for Karamoja Affairs Peter Lokaris proposed that President Ruto assume the honorary title of patron for the Attica community, a role previously held by former President Daniel Mwa. Governor Louis Lebong of South Sudan's Eastern Equatoria State affirmed that Attica leaders would continue dialogue with the president on regional matters. MP Emaith Namur requested the establishment of a Lake Turkana Development Authority and a ferry service to facilitate transport across the lake to Marsabit. Senator James Lominan, Woman Rep. Cecilia Ringtit, County Assembly Speaker Christopher Nakaleu, MPs Dr. John Arako, Turkana South, Ekwom Nabuan, Turkana North, Protis Akuja, Loima, Nicholas Incor, Turkana East, and Daniel Epuyo, Turkana West, also spoke during the festival. Other leaders accompanying the president included Senators Jackson Mandago, Uasin Gishu, and Akonga Omageni, Kisi, Likapia Woman Representative Jane Kagiri, MPs Julius Taitumu, Agembe North, and Thuku Kwenya, Kanangop.